These stories are the stories that bring glory to God. You know, everyone has a story, and this is what was so striking to me. Shout Your Abortion is nothing new. There's been the 1 in 3 campaign. There have been efforts before to tell your story in a way that would reduce the stigma. This is not a new campaign, Shout Your Abortion. But what is so striking about this is that when you read a story about someone who was desperate or someone who had a good reason to abort a child and did, and then simply moved on and went on and had a good life, there's a missing piece. And you read a story like that and you say, where's the glory? Is a good life for you enough to justify having built that on the blood of an unborn child? No, only a story of God, only a story of His redemption, only a story of His restoration of a broken heart reflects the glory of who He is, and a story that brings dignity and worth to everybody involved. My friend, if you have had an abortion, I don't care if you ever shout it. I don't care if you keep it to yourself for the rest of your life. I hope you don't. I hope you'll share it with someone you can trust who can reassure you of God's mercy and love for you. But I pray that you will allow it to become the story of God's love in your life, not simply the story of what you did or even what was done to you, because we know in so many cases, if not the majority, abortion is something that we didn't choose, but something that was chosen for us. Rest in His love, rest in the truth of His mercy, and seek your peace with others. It's there for you. God is no respecter of persons, and if He did it for me, He'll do it for you.